Dr. Bill Gradishar reviewed another data set on the Oncotype DX assay, a study done on patients in the Kaiser Permanente HMO system.
In some circles, this might be viewed as a real-life experience looking at the Oncotype DX assay, as opposed to, I don't know that it's not real life, the B14 study, but in any case, this was an experience from the registry of Kaiser Permanente, about 5,000 some patients, and from that culled a group of patients that were viewed as the controls matched both for age, tamoxifen treatment, other characteristics, including the center from which they came, and they were followed out. And the material was available on these patients to look at the Oncotype DX score. And there is a correlation in terms of risk of actually death, not distant disease-free recurrence, but death. And as you go from low to intermediate to high, the absolute risk of dying from breast cancer increases with an elevated recurrence score. So in many ways, very comparable to what we see in the NSABP B14 study. Now, the other interesting thing, and I think the distinguishing thing between this experience to a certain degree and the B14 study is, as opposed to the B14 study, there's a suggestion in this experience that in addition to simply looking at the recurrence score, that clinical characteristics may also influence outcome in this population of patients. So that as you go from patients with low recurrence scores to those with intermediate to those with a high recurrence score, and then look at some of the characteristics, including tumor grade, as well as the size of the tumor, you can further distinguish outcome of patients. And the B14 study was more focused, or the conclusion was that the recurrence score was probably the more powerful discriminator, whereas in this experience, it's a different kind of study, case control study, there is a suggestion when you figure in the tumor size as well as tumor grade going through each of these recurrence score categories, that there is a difference in terms of 10-year risk of dying of breast cancer that increases or changes depending upon those modifiers of tumor size and grade. So I think this is a little bit of a difference between the B14 study and the Kaiser study. But the global thing that I think one can say about this experience is that the recurrence score in both of these trials or both of these clinical experiences, the NSABP B14 and the Kaiser study, show similar outcomes. And I think the other thing is, as I suggested at the outset, the Kaiser study is an experience that was conducted primarily in the community at a variety of different centers, and essentially showing a very similar outcome in that patients who were not receiving adjuvant chemotherapy were ER positive. As the recurrence score increases, the risk of dying of breast cancer also went up. But there's also another discriminator that seems to be apparent, and that is if you figure in tumor grade as well as size, you may be able to refine even further the outcome of some of the patients that were involved in these trials, more so than any of the factors alone.